It was late one fall night at a fairground in town when Esther first saw the Armenian man, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white sheets, and his lips had hurled a dollop of murk on the curb. And the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket below him, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people rose to greet. Until finally her feet began to lift, and she rose above the houses and the people and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll was set adrift, floating higher over the red hills and the valleys and treetops. They flutter and glide, soaring into suspended on air, with your far below them they tumble the cloud. the sound. It was an angry mob of jobbers coming up to knock her down. As Mr. Stillett shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its humidity into her eye, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she moved away toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tugging at her toe. And the puppet she forgot wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. Swallow her whole as the doll pulled her down.